Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1051. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moishe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moishe and Lerafua Shalemi Cheskel Shraga Ben Esther Fradel Shetaka Ever Rafua Shalema Psoch Shacholi Yisrael. Getting back to Al Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so we spoke about last time, the last couple of Shiur, and we were talking about a otzitz. Again, a otzitz is a flower pot, a plant pot, that is perforated on the bottom, that has holes, and we said straight up, one is not allowed to, if it's on a dirt ground, you're not allowed to take it and put it on a table, bring it inside, bring it outside, bring it inside, whatever the case is, you can't move it. When it's on a dirt floor, even picking it up, putting it on a peg, we said not to do. Okay, so now the question was, what about a flower pot or plant pot that is closed on the bottom? It's closed. Is there a problem with that? When it's open, when the holes on the bottom are perforated, or there is holes, and the holes could be very, very small, even enough whereby a little tiny root could go through. That's how the place can bring it down. Any type of a hole, a small little hole on bottom, it's already considered getting nutrients from the ground, and one cannot move it. But now let's say it's totally closed. Is there a problem with that? So the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down only that case whereby the Mishnah Berurah said when it's perforated. What do we mean? It says, and that was Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Ches, Otzitz, this flower pot, Afilu Einai Nakav. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about Nakav over here, but he's just saying, Afilu Einai Nakav, even if it's not perforated, even if there's no hole, Yeshli Zor Militloi, Me'al Gabi Karkal, Anichai Al Gabi Yisaydis. One has to be careful not to pick it up from the ground, you know, from a regular dirt ground, and put it on to pegs. Or Ipcho, the other way around. Like we keep on mentioning, it's when you're removing the flower pot from the ground, it's a question of Koitzer, right, uprooting, and when you putting it down, it's a question of Zareya, which is planting, which again we have to talk about. I don't want to say we're working it backwards, but we're doing Koitzer first, and then we're going to get to Zareya Bezras Hashem Linade. Okay, so he says like this, says the Mechaba further, Bein Shehu Shel Eitz, Bein Shehu Shel Cheretz, whether it's, so this closed flower pot, now we're talking about a closed flower pot, no holes on the bottom, and by the way, I want to just mention, Sefer Shabbos Home also brings down, before I forget, the hole, when we say you can't move the flower pot, it could be a hole on the bottom, or it could be a hole on the side also. It's not Lav Dafka hole on the bottom, but anywhere where there's a hole, and it's on the dirt, you're running into a problem. Then we're going to see, we'll talk about if the branches are sticking out of the flower pot, there's also a problem. In other words, let's say I have a flower pot that's closed, and it's totally closed up, and it's a material, which we'll talk about in a minute, that there's no problem, I could possibly move it, but if the branches are sticking out over the soil, then to move the flower pot from the dirt and put it on the table, bring it inside, bring it outside, or whatever, move it to various different places, that again, you can't do. And again, this is all in conjunction with, whereby we mentioned last time, there are various different places can we hold that Bechlal, it's Muksa altogether. Okay, but we'll talk about it as we go, because we want to talk about a flower vase. People have flower vases, and especially now, you know, coming up Yom Tovim, especially the beautiful Yom Tov of Shavuos, people have flowers and so on. How do we work that? So just getting back to our subject to sum it all up, he says the Mechaba shall eat, bain shall eat, bain shall cheres, whether it's, wood, this flower pot, or whether it's earthenware. So we see those are the two materials in general whereby the Mechaba is telling us, Shulchan Aruch is telling us, if you have a flower pot and there's no holes on the bottom or the side or whatever, it's not perforated, there's no holes, then it's still a problem. It's still a problem to move from, to take it off the dirt or put it onto the dirt. And in other words, when we say take it off, we're meaning to, you know, take it off the dirt, bring it inside, put it on the table, put it on a bag, put it in a place whereby it's not going to be sitting on the dirt. Or to put it on the dirt, either way. But right now we're talking about the koitzer part, removing it. So it says the Mechaber, whether it's wood or whether it's earthenware. Okay, in conjunction with that, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 232, actually in the Malach of Zareya planting, but he says, an earthenware or wood flower pot, like the Shulchan Aruch just said, he's quoting actually the Shulchan Aruch, it says Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Vav Sefches, which is our Mechaber, right? So he says, an earthenware or wood flower pot is considered perforated even when it has no hole in it. In other words, I have a flower pot, there's no hole, If it's made out of earthenware or if it's made out of wood, it still gets somewhat, the Pesukim explain, it still gets somewhat nourishment from nourishment, however you want to call it, from the ground. Of course, it's not going to be the same amount, same thing like a perforated flower pot, but it still has the same halacha, whereby the Mechaber tells us not to move it back and forth, because again, you're running into issues of koitzer. If you move it, putting it on would be zareya, planting. Okay, now what about other materials? So there's obviously various different type of materials, but many times you have the flower pot, the plant pot. These things are in earthenware because, right, that's how they make it. I know so much wood, how much you have it, but I remember my father, Oliver Shalom, used to have plants and flowers and these type of things. So you had, and we had in the house most of the flower pots, I think, were earthenware. That's how they always made it, unless things change. But in general, in any case, brings on the Sefer Eitz Ralach, it's an Eitz Lamed. He says he brings from the Magzel Yo, he brings Shad Zeshuvah's Magzel, and he says that va'otzitz shel zechuchis. What about a glass flower pot? Oy matchis. What about a metal flower pot? That you might have a metal flower pot, and they don't have holes in it. They're not perforated. Again, we're talking about now not perforated flower pots. Does that have the same halacha? Like the Shulchan Aruch said, you're not allowed to move it because it still gets nutrients from the ground, like earthenware or wood. So he says if it's made out of glass or made out of metal, harei heim stumim. It's considered closed. Closed legamri, stumim legamri is considered fully closed. Ve'ein yunika, a veris mitachtav. It's not considered whereby it's getting nutrients from the ground. So that's important to keep in mind. So we have glass. He talks about glass and metal would be okay. That does not get the nutrients from the ground. Whereby to say if you move it, it's a problem of kaitzer. Okay, interestingly enough, he brings down, what about a plastic? I have now a plastic flower pot. Again, closed, it's all closed, no holes in it, that's not the issue. Of a plastic flower pot on the ground, could I pick that? Could I move that? Is that a problem? Alts koitzer. Again, we're talking about the koitzer pot. And so he brings down, interestingly enough, that plastic, he brings from the Eitz Sefer Eitz Halachas brings from the Shas Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, for Laharis Nosen, Shiesh this topic, linear plastic, that it could be a problem, Yesh this topic, Valken Yesh Lahachmer Boy. He says it's a good thing to be machmer, but he says he brings from the Shalz Tshuvas Matz Elio that will be makel. B'Shalz Ulam Shalz Tshuvas makel gamba plastic. Shalz Tshuvas Matz Elio is makel and plastic. So that's when it comes to plastic, it is a machlekes. He brings down porcelain. What about a porcelain flower pot? Yesh lahachmer, that he does bring down yesh lahachmer, that could be like earthenware, lefidi bir halacha. Now, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now as far as that. Okay, so now, Lamaisa, what's the bottom line? Now, first of all, I want to just stress one thing. We'll talk about next year, Billy Nader. But we're talking about a case where the flowers are inside and the branches of the plant or whatever it is of the flower, leaves and so on are not sticking out outside. In other words, flowing over whereby it's over the ground. We're talking about where the plant or the flower is in it straight up or so on, because then if it's flowing out, it's running into a problem, Taka. But let's say, assuming that it's all inside and the flower pot is not the various different, materials, but it's not, earthenware and it's not wood, like we said. So brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 273. One may remove a non-perforated flower pot, like we said, no holes, a non-perforated flower pot, from the outdoors to the indoors. And we're talking about, again, cases whereby there's an area if you could carry or whatever. That's not the issue right now. But one may remove a non-perforated flower pot from the outdoors to the indoors because the non-perforated pot never receives nourishment from the ground. Now, obviously, we're talking about a case whereby it's not earthenware and it's not wood, because that the Shulchan Aruch says straight out is a problem. But he does say plucking something from a non-perforated flower pot is also midraban. Okay, but just getting back to our subject a minute, so that's how he brings it down, that one may remove a non-perforated flower pot from the outdoors to the indoors, because the non-perforated, like we said, the other materials never receive nourishment from the ground. Just real quickly to end off and read, and then we'll continue on from the Sefer Klolim on page Reish Tzadik Gimel, Sefer Klolim. Shalom. Mutter letaltel otzitz she'ein enakav. One is allowed to move a flower pot that's not perforated. As long as it's not made, the flower pot is not made from wood or earthenware. Okay, so that's what he says. One would be allowed to move it, and the issue would not apply. We saw there are those who are machmir, but in general, that's how we go. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tov.